And now we want to go to Washington, where we're watching a legal battle over President Obama's executive actions on immigration. The White House says the Department of Justice will appeal a ruling issued by a Texas federal judge, which has stalled the new immigration rules that were supposed to begin rolling out tomorrow. Those rules, initiated by the president last November, would defer the deportation of many undocumented parents of U.S. citizens, and in some cases give them work permits, and also would have expanded the 2012 Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Program, or DACA, allowing more so-called dreamers, undocumented immigrants brought to the country as children without documentation, to remain. Ron Elving, NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent, is in D.C. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Robin.
And the U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen, who issued this temporary block, did so right before these orders were supposed to go into effect. He said it would be a genie that would be impossible to put back in the bottle. What was he referring to, and who was he siding with? Who sued?
The suit was brought by 26 states, including Texas, where the judge is, and he was specifically talking about evidence brought forward by the state of Texas showing that they would suffer irreparable harm in the cost of issuing driver's licenses to some of these people. And as a result, he said that was going to be something that could not be recovered, and he referred to the entire policy as a genie getting out of the bottle. Now, what the judge ruled was not that the president's actions are illegal per se, or that this ultimately cannot stand, but rather that President Obama had failed to comply with the Administrative Procedure Act, which supposedly grants a certain amount of time that the states get to comply, the states get to comment, the states get to say, well, gee, how are we going to deal with this new priority that the Department of Homeland Security is going to be given to immigration enforcement, and therefore more time needs to be allowed, and this week would be too soon. That's what the judge actually ruled.
Well, we know there are 11 states, I think, who side with the White House. They say, in fact, their economy will be improved by these workers. But what is the White House saying?
The White House says they understand. They get it. They understand. This is a pause. It's a bump in the road. They're going to appeal the judge from Brownsville, Texas's decision. That will go to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which sits in New Orleans for cases from Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. That has been kind of a conservative circuit of the federal appeals system in the past, maybe a little less so now, but at any rate, they're going to have the case. The federal government may also ask for a stay to the judge's ruling, which would then allow some of this procedure to go forward and people to start filing their applications. But in any event, people who want to apply for the new initiatives, for the new program of deferred deportation, can still get ready to do so. It's a question of whether they're going to have to wait longer to file, and it's a question of whether we settle this in New Orleans or whether it comes all the way to Washington and the Supreme Court before the year is over.
Well, Ron, what does this have to do with funding for the Department of Homeland Security? We remember it's expected to expire at the end of this month. House Republicans have tied up funding by adding amendments that would roll back President Obama's immigration rules. The Senate's resistant to that. John McCain on NBC's Meet the Press was asked by Chuck Todd if he thought using the DHS funding was the way to protest actions on immigration.
The American people didn't give us a majority to have a fight between House and Senate Republicans. They want things done. We cannot cut funding from the Department of Homeland Security. We need to sit down and work this thing out. And there's ways we can address what the president did was unconstitutional. But it's not through shutting down the Department of Homeland Security. It's too serious.
Well, Ron Elving, obviously some Republicans disagree with him. Now, though, that the rules are held up by a judge in Texas, might the Republicans in the House drop those amendments to save face? Because they're on their way to being blamed for not funding Homeland Security.
You know, there might just be a kind of an off-ramp here from the traffic jam the House and Senate Republicans have gotten themselves into. The standoff remains. The House still wants to tackle immigration in this funding bill. The Senate still doesn't have the votes to do it. They might like to do it, but they need 60 and they only have 54. But it might just give Senate Majority Leader, Republican Leader Mitch McConnell, a way out of this box canyon that they drove themselves into here, having this bill tied up by these anti-immigration procedure amendments that the House added to the bill.
Well, Ron, in the minute we have left, I just have to ask, we started talking about ISIS. There have been several public opinion polls recently showing a vast majority of Americans want Congress to pass the authorization for use of military force to fight ISIS, but there's congressional resistance. What's happening now?
This request for the AUMF is the most popular foreign policy thing that Barack Obama has done in some while. And, you know, it really speaks to the kind of Congress that we have nowadays, that you can get 78% of the people in the whole country saying that they want to pass this authorization of military force. And yet the members of Congress are all talking about what they don't like about it. And they're speaking to constituencies back in their home districts and states who really do want it to be stronger or really do want it to be weaker or really don't want to have it at all. And as a result, they are not as concerned about pleasing the majority, the great majority of all Americans. They're concerned about the great majority of people in their own party, in their own district or state.
A disconnect there. We'll follow that. NPR's Ron Elving. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.